That's the voice of Jennifer Charles, the vocalist in Elysian Fields. And we apparently have an Elysian Fields LP or CD.
Oh, finally a CD.
Once Beautiful, Twice Removed. Everything by Elysian Fields is divine.
Beautiful voice of Jennifer Charles. And that's a prize.
That's a prize.
And we've got mere moments left in the program, so you've got, like, not a whole lot of competition because there's only 6 minutes left to get in the running for it. 1-800-989-9368 is the phone number to call. And you can pledge online as well. Just go to WFMU.org. We make it very, very easy for you.
I owe volunteer Sylvia a platitude.
Yes, you do.
So, let's see. Where does all the time go? Hint, China.
Oh,
we got anybody to thank?
Oh, Sandy Denny. We do have people to thank, as a matter of fact. We have, our old pal Bianca Bob checks in with the pledge for
I
you.
I got one for
she
her.
She says, platitude me.
Platitude, here you go, BB.
Mm-hmm.
Live each moment like it's your last.
Ooh.
One of those moments, it will be.
That's excellent advice. That's practical advice. We have Kirk. Kirk out there in Fort Collins, Colorado, has checked in with a pledge. Now, platitude Kirk.
What doesn't kill you gives you washboard abs.
David in New York City. What say you to David in New York City?
Does a bear smoke in the woods?
What says you to Barney in Brooklyn, New York?
Hold on a second.
All right.
Barney?
All right. Yeah, Barney.
Platitudinally yours. We've got... Please select all squares with crosswalks.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. And difficult. Very difficult. James in Woodstock, Georgia.
Okay, this one's kind of cryptic.
All right.
The cackle always survives the egg. Whoa.
Whoa.
Should we just pause for a second and let that sink in?
Deep, man. Deep.
Whoa.
Hey.
Let me catch my breath.
Catch your breath, and while we remind people of why, of what the grand prize is, and
because we only got a couple of minutes left,
and you've heard tell that this is actually a fantastic record, haven't you?
I should qualify my disdain for the record Astral Weeks by Van Morrison that I've called wretched. I've called it an abomination. I've called it just terrible. I've called it unlistenable. I've called it many things.
Yeah.
I should say that all of these things are allegedly what I say they are, because there are other people who allege that it has some redeeming listenability to it.
That there are merits to this record. That
some people.
We want
I won't
to
mention
pledge
any
for.
Names, although Lester Bangs, who, oh. by the way, passed away early. And maybe there's a connection. I don't know. He was 33 when he passed away, shortly after declaring that Astral Weeks was a masterpiece.
Coincidence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a vinyl copy. It's near mint. It's only been played once on the airwaves at WFMU, and the back cover is inscribed by me, the DJ who aired it, and by Ryan Walsh, the author of Astral Weeks, A Secret History of 1968, a fine book.
And that was really nice of you. So, pledge for Nice Guy Irwin, 1-800-989-9368. We've very soon going to be giving away the Ivy and the Elysian Fields, Once Beautiful, Twice Removed records. But you got to pledge. There's only 2 minutes left. Oh, here comes somebody. Hey, a guy named Jack who lives in Hoboken.
Hey, Jack.
It's his annual Beans Memorial Pledge.
Oh, let's see what we got. When God closes a door, he opens a window you can jump out of.
You heard it here, Jack. You probably hear it all the time from Irwin himself.
So we're down to the last minute.
We are down to the last minute.
Did you draw for the Van Morrison
masterpiece? No, we have not drawn for that yet. We have drawn for the Ivy, which is going to listener Syed in Brooklyn. Congratulations. You're getting the Ivy.
I think I gave a platitude to Syed before.
You did. You did. Way back when he pledged.
Bonus platitude.
Bonus platitude for Syed.
You can always count on a friend when your friend damn well feels like it.
Hey, more pledges coming in. Last minute here. Pamela in Bloomingdale, New Jersey. Give a t-shirt size pledge. Give this lady a platitude.
Dark chocolate is almost as good as bourbon.
Ooh, man, that reminds me. The show's over, and we can go eat chocolate and drink bourbon. So let's give away some prizes, Erwin. Jesus.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's,
all right. It is what it is.
It is what it is, man.
Hey, and you never know.
Yeah, those chocolates
Five,
and
four,
bourbon are
three,
never going to know
one.
What hit them when we get off the radio.
Time for dinner at Andy's.
All right, Michael, you're getting the Elysian Fields and the grand prize, the doubly signed Astral Weeks LP, going to Stephen in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Thank you very much for your pledge. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for having me, Erwin Schuster. This is a lot of fun.
Excellent rapport.
Very
Mr. Williams, thanks to Sylvia and Ike and all the other volunteers. Stay tuned for dinner at the final episode of Dinner at Andy's.
No, it's going to 7 second delay.
Oh, it's 7 second delay tonight. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
Take your ease. The star is Andy, making America smile. And Ken is handy for remembering the number that you dialed. You can call in and tell Andy your sins. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles, these days you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to bed. Dinner at Andy's waits for you. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles, these days you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay.
2023 fundraising edition.
Wait, something happened here, Kenny. I'll just hold the mic.
Yeah. Great.
This broke off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just hold the microphone.
Okay.
You look great. Happy birthday, by the way. I know that last week was the big day.
Wait, how does it? No, it won't fit back on. It's broke off.
Don't worry about it. Just hold it.
Last week, yes, that's
yeah.
true. I'll cop to that.
We're still using our theme song by John Dogg.
I'm still using the theme song by John Dogg. Oh, that was the last time we'll hear that?
No, I mean, we can keep using that theme song, but the program is now officially called 7 Second Delay.
Back where we belong.
Yeah.
And this is just your groveling, begging for money.
Your point is what?
That I forgot to leave my shame at the door. I brought my shame into the studio, so I won't be quite as effective this year.
What it's. Are you putting words in my mouth or?
I just.
Or are you speaking from your heart?
No. This is a great. No, this is a great cause. It's listeners like you that keep the station.
Oh, I see. You're doing bad pitching.
No. This is great. It means the world to us.
Yeah.
The support from you is why we do it.
This is the 2000.
It's why we do it.
2023 fundraiser.
Your love
marathon.
Keeps us going.
As Andy's implying, you don't want to pledge right now.
Your love is like that power source that Iron Man had on his chest, right?
Is that like dilithium crystals or
yeah,
something?
That's yeah. What the listener's love is for us.
Right. Okay.
And how can that love be shown? How can it be manifested?
They could wait 10 minutes and then
give us
a call at 800-989-9368, or they can wait 10 minutes and then pledge at WFMU.org.
What have you ever done for the listeners?
Name one thing.
I'm stumped.
It's all a blur.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's all a blur.
It's all a blur now,
Seems
Andy.
To me if you can't put a list together, you've had a whole damn year to put this list together. One thing you've done for these listeners.
Cat's got my tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if a cat was really biting your tongue, I would put that on the list. That's something you don't see every day. Cat biting Ken's tongue.
So, in case you're keeping score, there's a mere 9 minutes now until the soak Andy period.
No, but we don't have to soak him this year.
No, we do.
No, the listeners have turned the corner. The listeners have embraced me.
We do
this
have
year.
To soak you.
The listeners finally get me.
I don't think so.
I think they do.
I don't think
that. Especially the chicks.
What is that based on? That the listeners chicks. Now get you.
The chicks want to be with me, and the guy listeners want to be me. That's kind of where I've landed.
I don't think so. No,
that's kind of how I like to picture it.
No. In fact, I get more and more emails complaining about your faux misogynism. You know, your provocation.
Do you get any emails about my real misogynism? You'd think that would upset them more.
That's a good point.
So, you know, whatever people are upset about.
It's a great point.
Look, the important thing is I'm upsetting them.
Yes, I know that's your aim.
Yeah.
And you've been working hard on the new Monk movie. Congratulations. Another big unemployment payday.
Oh, that's true. I am getting... Oh, that's why you mentioned my jobs that I have. It is unusual. It is a sort of a change of pace around here for someone to have a job.
Well, I mean, you've been milking the unemployment thing. I know that you got such a gigantic payday from Monk when it ended that you didn't have to work at all anymore.
It's like a museum of oddities. The employed DJ. Come see the employed DJ. Come see the successful DJ.
Can I feed the
Don't
successful DJ?
Don't touch the employed DJ.
Do they have anthrax? Why can't I touch them?
Yeah.
Well, we just got a whole bunch of people who pledged.
Why are they pledging?
They pledged ahead of time.
That's so sweet of them.
And they love dinner at Andy's.
Including
Erin in Toronto.
Oh, God bless her.
Pamela in San Mateo.
Hey, if you pledge a little perk, a professional broadcaster, Ken Freeman, will say your first name on the air.
Hey, our old assistant producer, Mike Noble in Brooklyn.
Oh, God
pledging.
Bless him. How's he doing? We don't have time. I don't care.
Okay.
We're moving on.
He put a bunch of emojis. I'm trying to decipher them.
Oh, emojis are great. Great work, Mike.
Hey, if you're pledging tonight, you're going to get the punchline to this joke.
Oh, yeah. I tell a riddle every year if you pledge anything, right, Ken?
Yes.
Here's this week's riddle. How do you know when your date with a WFMU disc jockey is half over?
That's the best setup you've ever had. The setup alone is funny.
I think the punchline will not disappoint. Also, if you pledge $75, I'm really proud of our, what do you call the little premium? What do you call the little tchotchkes?
Oh, yeah, our premium.
I'm kind of proud of it.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I'm proud of the premium.
It's the Andy Mation Film Festival DVD or digital download.
That's right. We had our talented and gifted listeners, 9 or 10 of them, make little animated shorts, about 3 minutes each, from clips of our old shows. And you get that on a DVD, right, Kenny?
Or you can choose to get a digital download.
Oh, I recommend the DVD, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
You get a little plastic jewel case with it, and you can use that to scrape off your windshield.
Actually,
if it gets a little cold out there.
Andy, yeah. We don't spring for jewel cases.
There's no jewel case?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's a plastic sleeve.
Yeah.
Hey, 10 minutes to soaking. Get your pledges ready.
Dear God.
800-989-9368. Thank you to our own Roger of Double Dip Recess.
Oh, God bless Roger.
And Ron in New York.
And
Noel in North Carolina. Gareth in Oxford, UK.
Fantastic. Any of them eligible for our animation festival?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Okay.
And Daniel in Lincoln Park, New Jersey says, thanks so much for the great times.
Now that I can tell is a sincere thank you. I can smell a sincere thank you. It's my DJ Spidey sense.
Andrea in Englewood says, long may WFMU reign.
Nope, not sincere.
Why not?
I could tell. I could just smell it.
And Andrea's going to get the Animation Film Festival.
She's full of it. She's a poser.
Oh, man. We are less than 5 minutes away from the soaking now. This is the only matching period, so to speak.
It's great. It's great to hear from women listeners, right? And we should thank their husbands or boyfriends for allowing them to pledge.
Revenge, 4 minutes away.
No, it's great.
800-989-9368.
No, it shows how open-minded and progressive our male listeners are.
Was that faux or real misogynism? Which one was that?
You know, sometimes, and this is going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
I can't even tell myself.
That's how it goes. That's how a lot of neo-Nazis develop. The Nazism starts as a joke, as a troll.
Yeah.
But then over time, it becomes real.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what me and my friends tell each other. But I never hang out with the German Nazis. They were the worst.
Yes. Yes, they were.
The American Nazis.
I don't have a picture of you hanging out with Nazis. I do have a picture of you hanging out with Antifa kids.
That's right, I did.
Yes.
I did.
Are you still in touch with your old Antifa friends?
I was at the Democratic Convention.
No, you were at the Republican Convention.
No, I was at both. I can't remember. I think they were at both also. They don't care. As long as there's free food.
Well, I'm glad you made so many new friends.
Yeah. No, those kids, they were really great to meet.
Yeah. It's an amazing picture.
And then
Andy just hanging out. Andy chilling.
I was talking to them about how proud their dads must be.
With the Antifa
of their life choices.
Wearing their black face hoods.
Yeah, wearing their black face hoods. Yeah. I think a lot of them had severe acne or something. They wouldn't take the hoods or masks off.
I think they wanted to remain anonymous.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah.
And then you and I were down at Occupy Wall Street.
Oh, yes, we were.
Great kids.
Yeah, that was something. I'll never forget that night. The hour we spent at Zuccotti Park at the height of Occupy Wall Street. That really was something.
Yeah, we turned this country around almost single-handedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, just about 2 minutes to the soaking. And don't forget that the pledge needs to be time-stamped for the four-minute soaking.
Wait. No. Wait. We didn't talk about this.
We have 2 minutes to go.
Okay.
2 minutes to go.
I will match every pledge, but not 4 minutes. Aren't we doing some tattoo thing later?
Yeah, that's later. Don't even talk about that. That's after the soaking. We always do 4 minutes.
No.
Last year we broke the 4 minutes up into four parts.
Well, what was that about?
I don't know.
Why'd we do that?
We were drunk.
Yeah.
I was, anyway. This year we're doing the full 4 minutes.
We took clog dancing breaks. Which, in hindsight, was not the wisest strategy.
Got our blood going. Olivia's in the phone room. Hi, Olivia.
Hey, what's up?
That's a question. I'm going to let Ken field that question.
Yeah.
What's up, Ken?
Answer that, Ken.
Yeah, answer that one, Ken.
You waiting?
Yeah, we just have one.
Olivia,
minute.
Can you think of one reason on God's green earth why people should pledge money to this station?
Yeah, many reasons.
I can't either.
Ask
around. You got all these phone slaves in there. Maybe one of them has an idea.
Independent.
Freeform independent.
No commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Andy, we do sometimes play Southern California rock. It's known to happen. It's not like we've never played Seals and Crofts, or Loggins and Messina, or Dan Fogelberg.
Seals and Crofts. I love those guys until I heard they, you know how there's always a line that they put one step over it sometimes?
Yeah.
That just, I can't abide that.
What are you talking about?
Why do you even have a line? Why do you even have a line if you're going to put a step over it?
Why
even draw the line?
What are you talking about?
One toke. Don't they go one toke over the line?
No, that's Brewer and Shipley.
No, that's Seals and Cross.
No, it's not. One toke over the line is Brewer and Shipley.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Hey, 30 Wait, seconds to go.
Which
oh,
is
man,
the band? Really? Which one was called Brewer and Shipley?
The one that did One Toke
oh,
over
yeah,
the
okay,
line.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're now late, so let's say we're going to start in 60 seconds.
Oh, wait, you mean I can put this off?
No.
How did I put that off?
No, we're going by...
Wait, you mean if I'm babbling when it comes around to 0 seconds to go, you'll postpone it?
Well, you were babbling while I should have been doing the countdown.
Oh, I can postpone this.
No, you can't.
I can buy myself
35
some time.
Seconds.
No.
I'm not going to fall for that twice.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now, 30 seconds.
Let me tell you about the night I had dinner with Madonna.
30. I know you had dinner with Madonna.
Unless you want Ken to continue talking. Just
25 seconds. Listen. She wasn't very nice to you. You were punching up, who's that girl? 20 seconds!
She thought I was
19,
an L7.
18,
L7. A square.
15.
Me,
14,
a square.
13, 12, 11,
oh, no,
10,
no, don't do
9,
this. Don't do this.
8,
Everyone,
7,
reconsider.
6,
whatever you're about
5,
to do. Take a minute.
4,
reconsider.
3,
reconsider.
2, 1, let the stoking begin! 800-989-9368.
Sweet, okay.
WFMU.org. This is the beginning of the 4-minute soaking period.
I told you they've
Andy
come
will,
around.
Andy will match your pledge if you've been waiting to make a big one. Now's the time. Andy will match it with those big piles of
or
cash.
Or you can call 801-983.
No, 800-983. I will turn off your microphone, my friend. 800-989-9368.
Now, why are you giving the wrong number?
That is the right number.
No, Ken, why are you giving that phony number?
This is fake news, disinformation.
No, it's 801.
800-989-9368. WFMU.org.
Or take a minute, take a beat, and reconsider.
No, don't take a beat.
If you want to pledge, there...
3 minutes to go.
Ken will take your pledge. He'll be happy to take your money in 5 minutes.
Tell Andy to go to hell?
No. That's not nice.
800-989...
That's not nice. There's no reason to be uncivil.
9368...
No, that's not pledge
No
now.
Reason to be uncivil!
No reason.
You're uncivil here every week.
No.
Yes, you are. You treat people like crap. You treat people like props.
Ken, I have feelings too, you know. Call me names. Hey, you know what? Let's stick it to Ken. You know how to stick it to Ken?
How?
Don't call. Don't call now. Wait.
No, 5 minutes.
Or,
no.
Ken, will you accept people soaking you?
Of course. I always
Wait,
do that.
Okay, that's an option. Option B.
Nobody ever
Let's
does
explore
it.
Explore that.
800-989-9368. Or
Why
pledge.
Do you give out that phony number?
That's the real
People
number.
People might really
stop
dial it.
You stop it. You're being controlled by Russian bots. 800-989-9368.
Or so Ken.
Yeah, whatever. Or whatever.
Let's make this the year where Ken gets his comeuppance.
2 minutes.
Ken is the man.
Two
the
minutes
station
left
manager.
To go. Only 2 minutes left to soak Andy Brickman.
I wonder if there's a way to stick it to the man. Yes, there is. WFMU.org and then donate.
There's no busy signal online. WFMU.org. If you're getting a busy signal on the phone, call back. 800-989-9368,
Kenny.
or go online and do it. You have to get your pledge time-stamped in the next 90 seconds.
Or take a moment of reflection. Reconsider. Reconsider.
Reconsider what?
Reconsider.
This is the only soak period of the entire marathon.
This is
marathon.
The best moment of my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
800-989-9368.
I'm just going to remind everyone that 20 minutes ago, the station manager of the station could not list one reason to pledge money.
It's like, you know why? Because it's like saying, what was the best breath you took today? Tell me about all the breathing you did today. It's like,
I can't. They all were so wonderful.
Yeah,
every breath
exactly.
I took. Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean there are so many reasons.
Right.
So numerous, you can't choose
one. 1 minute to go. 1 minute to go. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org. Is the pledge address online. You have 45 seconds now
okay.
to get your pledge in.
Or wait.
Wait
be mature.
What? Yeah, do it now. That was good getting people to wait for a second.
Okay, I'm going to address the boyfriends and husbands out there. Just take the phone away from them. Just Just put the phone in your pocket.
You have time to hit him right back for that. 800-989-9368. WFMU.
They might cry. You have to learn to be stronger than their tears.
How do you deal with that?
What I do is when the wife or kids are
seconds.
Crying.
Yeah.
I go to a happy place. I go to SeaWorld.
Can I go to SeaWorld?
Yeah, come on with me. I have a plus one at SeaWorld.
This is your last chance. 800-989-9368.
That's it. It's
over.
Close the door.
It's over.
Okay. No one called.
Did anybody call?
I don't see a single call.
Oh, my God. Yes, there are many people
calling. That call, whatever that is, that's late. That call is late.
It's late.
I want to hear him say, I'm sorry you're late.
Okay.
I'm not matching that pledge.
I think the soaking is over.
Thank God. I love it. I'll want to talk to that listener.
That's Peter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
Peter, I want that person's name.
I thank you for your honesty, Peter.
That means a boyfriend or a husband, they stalled their wives.
So you can still... pledge, and you get the punchline to this joke.
That's my cue.
The wording of the joke is very complicated.
How do you know when a date with a WFMU disc jockey is half over?
Now, is it just as funny if you say, how do you know that your date with a WFMU disc jockey is 50% complete?
Yeah.
That still works?
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
And you pledge $75 or more, you get our animation festival.
Yeah.
I'd say that's the best marathon.
It's right up there.
Premium we've ever given.
Yeah, it's right up there with the graphic novel, absolutely.
What shows have we done this year that people might remember?
Oh, Andy, it's impossible to remember.
I know, it truly is. Yeah. Literally impossible to remember. Oh, you have them here.
Yeah, Fred and Alan filled in for us. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, we've had some great fill-ins.
Aaron in Minneapolis put together a great clip show.
Okay. Oh, you mean when I was out of town?
Yeah, we did a lot.
Yeah, you should reflect on those shows, the shows where I was gone.
Oh, we recreated the Who's Tommy, one of the classic rock operas of all time.
I don't think we ever did that.
We did. We did Unsung Heroes No More, remember?
Was I there for that?
Yeah. That was a good one.
Oh, hi. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Okay. Oh, Jane in Chicago. These are all the people who soaked you, Andy.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I don't, wait, that's a big pile.
Yeah, Eel in,
no, that's
in
not cool.
California.
Why did they do?
Laurel in New York, thanks for keeping me entertained.
They
Thank
couldn't
you,
resist the lure
Bob
of in, the working DJ.
Bob in Oak Ridge, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Go
Midge,
to hell.
Midge in Jersey City from Midge, the current laughing, she was the laughing contest champion.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah,
well,
you loved Midge.
And now she's soaking me.
And David in Brooklyn pledging on behalf of his wife, Joy.
Well, you're both dead to me.
Jennifer in Brooklyn. Ooh, that's a big pledge. Ooh, and a big soak.
She can go
big
to hell.
Big soak for Andy. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, I hate her.
Good job, Jennifer.
Good job, Jennifer, says Olivia.
Scott in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Singing in the Rain.
I don't know what that means.
Our old friend Terry, who came up with one of tonight's tattoo ideas, soaking you.
Excellent.
Jen and Tom, soak, soak, soak.
Soak, soak, soak.
Oscar in Somerville, Mass. says, go to hell, Andy.
Go to hell yourself.
Our own Vicky Bennett, watching you from London, there in spirit, go to hell, Andy.
Drop dead, all of you.
Rob W. in New Haven, give me an S, give me an oak.
Wait, let me do that. Wait. Hold on. Oh, that spells soak. That.
Yeah.
He tricked me into saying the word soak.
Kirk in Fort Collins, Colorado. Oh, man. There's a lot here, Andy. That's all I can tell you.
Well, just say first names. Just say them in a go.
Alex.
That's it.
Damon.
Go ahead.
And Dylan.
That's how you do it.
And Frederick.
Just make up names.
And
what
Bill,
do you care? Just say names.
Our own Irwin.
There's a Larry. There's another Larry. Oh, there's a third Larry. Just say names.
Gregory.
Who cares?
Alex.
Doesn't matter if it's real.
JJ.
Yeah, okay.
Morph, the ghost of Arnon, says soak Andy.
Oh, Arnon,
remember,
I miss you very much.
Remember you used to play tetherball with Arnon?
Oh, wow.
Annal in Catskill. What's this?
This is someone that has been...
Diane from Hawley.
Has been soaking me for a while.
Yeah, thank you, Diane. Andrew in Boca Raton.
Well, I hope you're
Brooklyn,
all happy.
Dennis in Bronx.
Yep.
Oh, I know Dennis in the Bronx.
Oh, great. Tell us a story about Dennis in the Bronx.
He was a record fair dealer.
Is this
Andy.
A long story? Is this going to be a long story?
Yeah.
Okay, well then wait.
Strap
wait.
In.
Go on. Yeah.
Let me tell you the backstory of Dennis.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Dennis's parents were sharecroppers, and they grew up in Georgia, and I guess they finally moved to Chicago.
Dennis's family?
Yeah.
You're doing a biography of Dennis?
Well, you wanted me to tell you the whole story.
Let's move on. We're moving on.
Okay. David in Minneapolis.
Good.
Aaron in Toronto.
Good.
Julian in
Good.
Brooklyn.
Julie, go to hell.
Handy Haversack.
Okay.
Jason in Brooklyn.
Gotcha. You're
Peter
all dead
in New York
to me.
City.
Couldn't care less.
Magenta.
Soaking me.
Magenta. Our own Mark Hurst.
Go ahead.
Zachary in Indiana.
Never heard of him.
Thomas in Kinnelon.
Name means nothing to me.
Thanks, Sue, the school librarian.
Doesn't
from
ring
Kinnelon.
A bell. No.
Thank you, Sue.
Librarians, okay.
Kinnelon school librarian.
Okay.
Fred in Brooklyn says, Der Breckmann muss allerdings Gott Ducher set sein.
More information than we needed.
Tom in Greenwood
We're
Lake.
We're moving on.
Andrew in
We're
Amagansett.
We're moving on. We're moving on.
Bill and Max.
Let's go.
Dana, Troy.
Move your lips faster.
Your protege, Grant.
Oh, hey, Grant.
Herb. Our own Jeremiah.
Oh, there you go. Now that's a friendly. Wait, Jeremiah soaked me?
Yeah, because for all the times that he made a newsletter and then you changed the topic at the last moment and rendered it moot.
So this is Jeremiah's.
Wasting hours of his time.
This is Jeremiah's revenge, and Ken is delighted he got to use the word moot.
Oh, my God. Nick the Bard. Nick the Bard.
Oh, hey, there's a blast from the past.
Wow, Nick the Bard. Somehow I managed to make it through another year just to stick around to get to the soaking of Andy.
Oh, Nick. Oh,
and it's a very generous pledge.
Yeah, we miss you, Nick.
Yeah, miss you, Nick. That makes me happy.
We do miss you, Nick.
Okay.
And Chris in Chicago and Brian in Monona. Chris.
Wait, is that the Brian from Monona?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Chris in California.
Is that the Chris from Monona?
That was Brian in Monona.
Who lives in Monona?
Brian.
Okay, thank you.
And you pronounce Monona very well.
Thank you.
Do you want to try another one?
Well, this segment of the show is brought to you by the Monona
Here, try
City Council.
Try Mendota.
No, I'm sticking with Monona.
Okay, Chris in California, Molly in Somerville, Mass.
Great, thanks all.
Ken from Hyde Park.
Okay. Soaking me? Are these still soakers?
Yes. And Dale in New Hampton wants you to stop hoarding gasoline.
Okay. Good advice.
And he does hoard gasoline.
Oh, I do. Just like
John Denver did.
That's my secret.
And
how about this?
Look what happened to John
Denver.
How
about this? You lay off me hoarding gasoline, and I'll let you in the bunker when it all hits the fan. That'll be my deal with you people.
Ramsey, thank you. Susan in Kinnelon, Peter S. in Brooklyn, Fred in France, all the way from France.
All the way from France?
Yes.
Yeah. I did. Is that from Monona, France?
No, it's from Fontenay-aux-Roses.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And Teresa in L.A.
Okay, that should be the end of the soaking.
That's Teresa of Hopi Sock Monkey fan.
Ken, let's go.
David in Jamaica Plain.
Dear God,
Francine,
Ken.
Chris.
Yep, keep going.
Emily, Matthew.
Who cares?
Melinda.
Yep.
Murakami Wywolf.
Olivia, do
Jeff,
you care?
I care.
Do you
I love
care?
This. This is what, riveting.
What, all the names, really?
All
they
the
mean
names
something?
Soaking you, getting
Olivia, you should get
Andy.
Out a little more. If this is entertaining for you.
Aww,
Mike
could.
From the Bat Ranch, a very generous soaking pledge.
Really, Olivia? This
Herb.
Is entertaining?
This is my
our,
life
our
now.
Pal
really?
Herb.
All yep. these names? Yep.
Zach in Toronto.
Olivia, you know what I'm going to get you for Christmas? A phone book. You're going to be orgasmic.
A phone book?
Yeah, any page of that phone book. Names.
But they're
made. Do they still make phone books, Andy?
Do they still make phone books?
Yes, they do.
They do?
They do. Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're keeping them in business.
Yeah.
Brian in Charlottesville, thank you. Michael in Milltown.
Yeah.
Olaf in Old Lyme, Connecticut.
There you go. Okay.
Tim in Seattle. Are Alan in Brooklyn.
Oh, come on. Is there a bottom to this?
Elizabeth
pit?
In Ridgewood. Molly from Georgia.
Is there a bottom to this
yes.
little hole you're digging?
Bruce in Nashville.
Go
Jennifer
ahead.
In Alexandria. And JV in Washington, D.C.
You should
go.
All be ashamed of yourselves.
Okay.
You should all be ashamed of yourselves. I come in every week. To entertain
We're
you, I drive
in
an hour.
Clapping. All the people who soaked Andy.
Yeah.
Yay. And Olivia.
Yes.
Zero out the counter.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank the phone slaves. Thank you all. And we should thank them by name. Larry, Joe, Minnie.
You're just
Ralph.
Making up names. It's,
who cares?
It's incredibly.
Beverly,
it's insulting.
Sammy. Oh, I see another Sammy.
It's insulting.
And there's
to
Louie.
Them. They have real names.
Who cares? Who knows? If you hadn't outed me.
That's Peter on
phone
one.
Oh, yeah, Peter.
One.
And Peter.
Thank you to Will the Sound Guy.
Okay.
And our own John Kay.
Perfect.
He won the Oscar.
Oh, John Kay did a great job.
Yeah, and John Kay won the Oscar.
And you can see, that's right, John Kay won, we had a little film festival.
Our artist is here, our tattoo artist.
Oh, let's bring her in.
Oh,
let's
that's
say
great.
Hi to her.
Andy, you're going to have to hold the mic to her. Sophie.
I shall.
Our tattoo artist is here. If you go to our pledge page, our show page tonight, not only is there video, but you'll see a tattoo menu.
And
Olivia's going to zero out our pledge
and
counter.
Either Ken or I will be getting a tattoo at 6 o'clock. Is that right, Ken?
At 7 o'clock. Beginning at 7 o'clock. And we're
6 o'clock central.
We're going to keep the video going so you can see the tattoo actually going there. But it's only if we raise at least another $500 because we're at zero now. Am
and
I
it's
right,
gonna,
Olivia?
Yes, we're
okay.
at zero.
We're at zero.
So for $500, well, let's flip a mental coin.
Oh, does somebody have a coin? Yeah, we need somebody to flip a coin.
I'll do a mental coin. Just call it. Ken, I can imagine a coin flipping. Just call it.
Well, if you do a... Just call it heads or tails.
Nobody has any coins.
There's not a single person.
We don't need a coin.
Oh, we have a real coin.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, what are you calling heads? Let me see which one you call heads.
A mental coin flip. Okay. That's the head.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see the tails. Okay.
The tail is like an eagle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it.
No, it's not an eagle.
I'm going to say miraculously it's going to land on its edge.
Okay.
That's my call.
That's your call?
Yeah. You can have heads or tails.
So you're giving it to me?
Yeah. You could be the first guy up. Did it land on its edge?
It did not.
Okay, then you win.
All right, so if we raise $500, then I am going to receive a Trump 2028 tattoo.
On your left shoulder.
On my left shoulder blade. But only
that's
if
right.
we can raise $500
so you're assuming
from this point.
Because, that's right, you're assuming he's going to lose in 2024 and run again in 2028. Because he can't serve that many terms.
He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Oh, that's true. He writes his own rules.
In case you didn't notice.
That's right. He is the Ken Friedman of the federal government. Rules don't apply to him or Ken.
People are wondering where the tattoo is going to go.
It's going to go on the left shoulder blade.
It's going to go on the left shoulder blade.
Yep.
And we need to talk to the tattooist so people will believe that it's really going to happen.
Yeah, can Sophie come on in? Sophie B. of Sophie B. Tattoos.
She might be scared. Can people find her website?
Find her on Instagram.
You know she's good. She has a website.
Well, she's on Instagram.
She passed the Instagram audition. Hey, Sophie, how are you? Thanks so much for helping out today. Well, come on down,
Sophie,
and we'll
come
say,
all
we'll
the way
you
over
on
here.
Okay.
We've got to get you on mic.
We're introducing our tattoo artist. Is that how you refer to yourself? A tattoo artist?
Tattooer.
And how long have you been doing this? Please don't say this is your first week.
This is actually my second week.
No! Is that true?
Fourth year.
Oh, fourth year. Oh, great. And where can people learn more about you?
I'm on Instagram.
Hey, congratulations for that, by the way.
Thank you.
And how can they find you on Instagram?
At Sophie B Tattoos.
Sophie B, S-O-P-H-I-E.
B like Buzz.
Or B like boy. Say boy.
B-E-E.
Oh, B-E-E. Oh, B like, oh, like the insect. Oh, you have to spell out the word B. And
can you spell B again, Andy?
B-E-E. And then, Sophie, is this the first time? So you don't know which of these. We have like 12, about a dozen possible tattoos. I'm going to list some of them so we know where we're going. The Trump 2028, is that a challenging one?
I'd be so excited to do that.
I'm sure you would. Okay. And if we could get past that one, because that would be on Ken. I would love that to be on my friend Ken. Okay. Then it would be my turn, and you know what you'd be putting on my shoulder? The word ow.
Well, ow, exclamation mark.
Oh, ow, exclamation point.
Three
that
times.
That would be funny. That would be embarrassing. Oh, that would be horrible. And then if we go $500 more than that, on Ken, it would say, my body, my choice. You'd be proud to put that one, right?
We love an ally.
Yeah, we love an ally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hey, I'm a feminist, too. Are you a feminist, too?
I mean, do you have a My Body, My Choice tattoo?
No. Oh. No, I don't have that. I wouldn't do that. I'm not that big a feminist. I wouldn't actually have something tattooed
on me. Feminist.
Oh, yeah. Feminist. I became a feminist about 2 weeks ago. Just for the soaking and the marathon.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Every year about this time, I become a feminist. And then the next one is, would this be on me or you? I've lost track, Ken. $500 more.
This would be on you.
Oh, it would be a rabbi flashing. A rabbi with a trench coat, opening his trench coat. And then underneath it would say Shabbat Shalom.
That was a listener's idea.
Okay, I love that one. That might have been left over from a couple years ago. And then the next one, which I would love, it would be on Ken. It would be Putin's face. But it would have to say Putin underneath. Are you ready to do Putin's face?
I've been ready to do Putin's face.
Would that be a first for you?
It would be a first. I've never tattooed Vladimir Putin before.
Okay. But I think it would have to say Putin so everyone is 100% sure
obviously,
of what the hell.
Little arrow pointing
and out. Then the next one would be on me, and it would be a portrait of my friend Ken.
Right.
Okay.
And so, she could copy it right off that T-shirt there.
She could copy it right off your damn face. Ken, about that for an idea?
I don't think that works.
Yeah. That would be even more authentic.
People don't do that anymore.
That's what we call a primary source in news reporting. Okay, and then the next one would be I Heart Hooters.
I guess I would get that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hooters
You have to hold up the mic to Sophie.
And that would be a first for you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, probably the classiest tattoo I've done.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the next one after that, it goes back. Oh, then it goes back to me. Oh, this was Terry in Connecticut's diabolical idea.
Oh, this would be brilliant. This would be my favorite one. If we could hit $4,000.
WFUM 90.7 FM.
That would be great.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I tell you why that's funny?
That's my favorite.
May I tell you why that's funny? Because it's not at all the call letters of his radio station. He's the station manager, and it would be a garbled up, incorrect.
It's also not our FM frequency.
And it's the wrong frequency.
It's another station.
That's why
frequency.
That would be funny. Yeah. You might want to stick with me. I'll explain why things I say are funny as we go along. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Andy, we have to get back to pitching because Olivia, okay. I believe we're at zero still.
We're,
am I right?
We got $20 in, so $480 away from.
We can raise $480.
Wait, that we might end up with Trump 2028.
Yep.
On Ken's shoulder.
But we would have to raise $480. So.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, no, we have 25 minutes.
Oh, here's the $20 pledge.
Yeah, let's see that.
Here's the lonely little $20 pledge. Oh, look at this little pledge. Little pledge like a little newborn puppy. Oh, look at it struggling to live.
We have to get past.
Little pledge.
Past Trump 2028. And we have to get to the flasher rabbi. We can actually tattoo a flasher rabbi on Andy. It would be a rabbi opening his trench coat, I guess revealing his junk, I suppose, is the implication.
Yeah.
With the text, Shabbat Shalom.
So, Sasha, he would probably
Sasha, it's Sophie.
I think it's Sasha.
No, it's Sophie.
Well, we have a woman right here. She can answer. Is it Sasha or Sophie?
I could be Sasha.
Sasha. No. Sasha, we probably Sophie. Would be a circumcised penis.
What?
He's a rabbi.
Yeah.
So the odds are almost 100%.
Yes, it would be circumcised.
Yeah, we're just clearing it.
No.
We're just making
thank
sure,
you to
clarifying.
Chris in Chicago.
Yeah, is that the lonely $20 pledge?
Yeah, but he's now been joined.
Sad little $20.
He's been joined by Joseph in New York.
Two little $20 pledges sitting in the corner.
Yeah, we're creeping up there.
We're creeping up. How far do we have to go?
$413 away.
Right. Creeping is exactly the phrase we were hoping to use.
Well, right now.
We're creeping.
Sophie, where can people look at your art?
On her arms, for one thing,
but on Instagram, right?
No, wait. Did you do those yourself?
Every single one.
You did on yourself?
No,
you don't do that on yourself.
Mostly just some on the legs.
And when you were practicing and learning your craft, where did you find the hobos to practice on?
Susie Hot Rod. also, some of the janky ones on my leg.
Oh, really? Wait, you practiced on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, don't do that. Well, no, don't do that. Oh, honey, don't do yourself.
Sophie, if you want to practice, you know, if learning new techniques or anything, I know a balding old Jew in Madison, New Jersey, who would love to be used.
He's talking about me. He's talking about me.
Olivia, how far do we have to go?
$413. We haven't moved.
Oh, but I just got a big one. Maybe it. Oh, I see. Oh, it went to all of WFMU.
Oh,
we got to change this one too.
Should I add that in?
Somebody should give this one back to Michelle. Here we go.
I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, change that one to dinner at Andy's. Okay. And Anthony in Connecticut, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
And William in West Orange.
Sophie, say thank you to William.
Thank you to William.
And Olivia, where are we at? And I'll tell you where we're really
at. We are $413 away.
Okay, so that means we're really only about $150.
Why, we got a big pledge that you're about to add?
A big one that Michelle's about
to add. A big one coming, so $150.
Wait, so $150, and Ken will get Trump 2028. Oh, my God.
But then we have to move on.
That would make me so happy.
We just have to move right on.
No. Then.
Move past it.
No, then our job is to just stall for 20 minutes. I'm going to be so entertaining. I'm going to be mesmerizing.
And, see, it gets way easier when you're up next. When the hot potato of the embarrassing tattoo gets passed back to you, that's when the phones ring because people want to punish you. They don't really want to punish
me. Well, then why don't we do flash or why don't we just
we
juxtapose?
Can't change it. Can't change it.
So it's
going
to just say ow on my shoulder?
Ow, ow, ow.
But that will make me seem like just a little weakling.
Wait, you thought it was hilarious right before the show. We needed something for that level.
But
you
thought it's a little bit of an insult to Sophie, like the tattoo artist was.
Oh, we creeping in.
This tattoo artist was so distracted that she just wrote down what I was saying.
Oh, that's not how I interpreted it.
How do you interpret it?
Yeah, I guess. I guess that is the right interpretation. 800-989-9368. I don't know why I'm giving out that phone number, because if we raise another $100 or so, I get Trump 2028
tattooed on your left shoulder.
On my left shoulder.
Hey, Sophie, look at my skin. Have you ever had a whiter canvas to tattoo on?
Unfortunately, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. How would you describe a typical client of yours? Is it a big age range?
Well, I work at a studio that primarily tattoos women, so.
Oh, okay. And what are they? Are they coming in and looking through like a book to choose, or do they come in with their own ideas?
It's a good mix of both. I would say I've never had someone come to me with a list like this before. That's a first.
No, this is a first for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. How close are we, Olivia?
We are $124 away.
Oh, this would
from
be perfect.
Ken getting a Trump 2028
yes.
tattoo.
This would be so. I would make me so happy. I would do a jig all the way home.
See, we should have started this going to you. I see what you were up to.
I didn't appreciate that.
$124 away.
$124.
Well, why don't you pledge $124, Ken?
Because I just want to move past this. I don't
think we're going to.
Yeah, I think we are. We have 20 minutes to go. 800-989.
I really don't want to get
9368.
Oh, no, $74 away.
How long?
$74
away.
Oh, wait. Well, that's a pledge that would get people all our big premium.
Yeah, it gets the Andy Mation Film Festival as well as a new WFMU t-shirt and bumper sticker. 800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. We have to get past the Trump 2028 tattoo, and then the next one goes to Andy, and it's the hilarious concept tattoo of ow, ow, ow. That's the tattoo that
we need.
I guess
each ow can be a little bigger than the last ow.
Oh, yeah.
They can get bigger.
There you go.
But it would make me seem like a little weakling.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe you should say, ow, tattoos hurt. That would be funnier. Let's do that. Sophie, let's do that. Ow, exclamation point, tattoos hurt.
Amy in Seattle pledging and saying vaginas are cool.
Oh, yeah, well, that's coming up.
Dave in New York City.
Hey, Dave.
Very generous.
He's in New York, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
And JV in Washington, D.C. No, sorry. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And Keith in Oakland says WFUM forever.
Oh, my God, that would be great.
Olivia, where are we?
We are $74 away.
Still,
we have a phone
still.
Off the hook, so hopefully that's going to get us over there.
Well, people are just going to say hi, Ken.
800-989-9368. Bucci now asking, why did we start with Trump 2028 when that's the worst one? I don't think it's the worst one. I thought
we have ones down. We have ones. We thought we'd go much further.
Yeah, it gets worse.
Yeah, it gets worse. We have one. I love the one non-rapist.
Yeah, and, why don't you rapist, explain your idea here?
Well, rapist would be written out nice and neat, you see, Sophie. And then the word non would be written above it, like really crudely, as if it was like a correction. Like someone amended the word rapist.
So, yeah, the humor.
Wait, Michelle's saying, she's shaking her head. She's saying, I've never heard anything funnier. She's saying, I have never heard anything funny. Isn't that what that meant, Michelle? The shaking head. No, not, it says non-rapist. Non-rapist, Michelle.
But the idea is that...
Non!
The humor...
Someone tell Michelle, non.
The humor that you find in it is that the idea is that the person was tattooed as a rapist.
Yeah.
But then they themselves...
Yeah, they themselves snuck off to Sophie.
They did a prison tattoo. They did a prison tattoo
yeah,
where they just
D.
wrote non. That's the... So there's a whole story implied by your humorous tattoo idea.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're $49
away. $49
away. Getting a Trump 2028 tattoo.
Oh, this is great. Oh, this is great.
This is 49 bad.
$49, come
this
on.
This is ridiculous. This is
Make
ridiculous.
Him suffer.
Oh, there we go. That's a second phone, I think.
Yeah, just save $49. Just pledge it.
We want to thank Chris in Highland Springs, Virginia, who's helping us get to the first tattoo on the embarrassing tattoo menu tonight.
No, no,
800-989-9368. We have to get past this first level, my friends, and then move on to Andy getting a tattoo. He has kind of weaseled his way out of two tattoos. He got, I believe, a Crips tattoo.
Yeah, I have a Crips tattoo.
Yeah, where is it? On like the bottom of your foot
or
something?
No, it's on my thigh. It's gotten me out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
You flash your inner thigh where it says Crips.
Yeah, fine. And I've had a lot of situations where, hey, guys, I'm a lawyer. I'm an attorney for the Crips.
Okay, thank you very much.
We got it.
I'm
their Jew attorney.
Okay, so we are
Now it's on me?
We are
We
are $500 away.
No.
$500 away from Andy getting tattooed in large letters.
Wait, as of this moment, it's on you.
I know, but we're $500
away. Well, we're not going to hit that.
From it going back to you. Well, now it happens. Now is when people start calling 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. The person who put it on to me was Kelsey from Westminster, CO, Colorado. And Kelsey says, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Talking to you.
Hey, Olivia, I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
Choice. You don't get to weasel out.
No, I'm not weaseling out. It'll be on me. So right now it's on Ken, but the next one is on me, and it can either be this. Ow. Okay, that's your choice, Olivia. That's A.
No, three times.
Ow, ow, ow. Or I would do I love Hooters. I heart Hooters.
No, you can't go messing. You can't go messing
with
the,
can't change the game.
But
the menu.
Olivia might think one is worse and that is more provocative, might get more calls than the other. How about the poop emoji?
Oh, right. I guess we're
374 away.
How much?
374.
374 away from the tattoo going back to Andy with ow, 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 or you.
Well, Olivia can choose. Olivia, look at the list and you can choose. There might be one that would elicit more calls.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
I see. You're trying to help.
I'm trying to help.
I see.
Like, Al might not be as sexy as some of the others.
Right.
I'm going to let you choose one.
Okay.
Okay.
How about vaginas are cool?
No, that's not controversial at all. Vaginas are cool. Vaginas are are women's sexual organs.
God, okay.
Vaginas.
I didn't know that.
Well, I know you call them normal.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, would that be, I would put that on my shoulder. My wife would love that on my shoulder.
I'm sure she would. Okay, so let's go.
I can just imagine. $324 away from Andy getting a tattoo.
Okay.
How much? How far away?
$324.
$324 away.
There's
from
your menu.
Andy getting vaginas are cool.
Exclamation
on his left shoulder blade.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And then once we hit that, then we can just go home. 800-989-9368.
The joke's on you, Ken.
WFMU.
The joke's on all of you because vaginas are cool.
Well, now that I know what a vagina is, I agree. They are cool.
So it's not controversial at all.
But you just don't.
It's like saying peace or love. It's one of those.
No, it's not like
it saying. It is. It's exactly like
no,
that.
No, it's not like
it
saying.
It is.
No, it's very different than saying that. It makes you seem like you're, I don't know, developmentally disabled or something. It's just not. It's not something that a person who's been adjusted socially would say. You just would not say vaginas are cool.
We are $270 away from Andy getting it.
Whether you're straight or
Do you know
gay,
what a vagina is?
You explained it to me. I understand.
I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. They are so cool.
They are cool. They're amazing.
I would proudly let that freak flag fly.
Okay. Well, we're only $320 away.
$270
away from Andy getting vaginas are cool tattooed.
Beth would hate that.
And you can watch it. You can watch it.
Wait,
come
Beth
on.
Would not
come
do
on.
That.
We only have
wait, hold
12
on.
Minutes to
no,
go.
No, I can't go home if I have
12
that.
12 minutes to go. So just one pledge at a time.
Oh,
the idea is that we go over it, and then we all go home. And we get ready for Weekly World Blues.
No.
Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivesh and Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
No, I have little grandkids.
Yeah.
They're going to want to know what it says.
I know, and you're going to have to explain to them why they're so damn cool.
I'm going to just.
Those vaginas.
No, I'm going to have to scream at them. Stop looking at Grandpa. Stop reading Grandpa. That'll be me.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great. Andy's going to be taking a nap, and a whole bunch of little kids are going to be sneaking in and pulling down his shirt so they can giggle at the vaginas.
Hey, Grandma, we forget what's cool. Can we remind ourselves?
We are $255 away from making
$255.
As of this moment,
$255 away.
Ken has a Trump tattoo.
Yeah, but we're only $255 away. Please make your pledge now. 800-989-9368.
Vaginas are cool.
If we get to $1,000, which is $255 away, then Andy is getting "Vaginas are cool!" exclamation mark. Tattooed on his left.
Can I tell you the most embarrassing part, Olivia, of all this?
Yeah.
The exclamation point.
It is amazing.
That's the most embarrassing part.
They're cool.
Like, I can't believe how cool they are.
Right.
Like it's a boy's first Playboy.
Our friend Nadia calling.
We got the phone ringing.
And Nadia
Oh, no,
says,
see, that's an example why I can't do this.
Why?
Because she's just a kid.
What are you talking about?
Nadia doesn't want me to have
she
that.
She wants you to have the poop emoji with a snake
exactly,
emerging from the poop.
Exactly, that's more kid-friendly.
With the text, poo-poo snakehead. That's what she's hoping for.
We have a ways to go.
I hope we get there, too.
We're $205 away now.
$205 away! Come on, 10 minutes to go. 9.5 minutes to go. We're $205 away.
And then how do I get past that?
Never mind that. We're trying to get to "Vaginas Are Cool" tattooed onto Andy's left shoulder blade.
I want this on your shoulder.
$200 away. 800-989-9368. Please get the Trump 2028 tattoo off of me and get the "Vaginas Are Cool" tattoo onto Andy.
That is way funnier.
Yeah, that's way better. And you'll be able to see it. There will be pictures of it. Oh, my God.
It won't be good.
We will laugh.
I have an update.
Okay.
We have another pledge in.
All right. And that's the second phone. That's good. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org. And how far are we away now?
We are just under $200.
Okay.
Ken, if we hit this, can I choose what the next one is on your shoulder?
Fair is fair. No!
I let you choose me. You just chose "Vaginas Are Cool."
I didn't agree
to that. Just agree
no,
to it.
No, I
just
won't.
Just say yes.
Hey, Bethy. Bethy pledged.
My Bethy? Honey, that doesn't make sense.
Beth says that she is totally fine with "Vaginas Are Cool."
That's not true.
Yes, look.
That's really from
look
Bethy?
Look at it, yeah. And Bobby in Wildwood says, "Nice tat, Andy." Yeah,
and, oh, my God.
Oh, we are over it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We
thank you.
The heat is off of Ken.
Okay.
It's on Andy.
All right. Okay. So we have hit it. Andy is going to.
Unless we hit another $500.
That's just not going to
okay,
happen.
Okay, can I choose the next one?
No.
Let me choose it.
No.
What is the next one?
The next one is "My Body, My Choice."
Well,
which I'm happy. I am happy to portray
no,
that.
No. Let me choose. I let you switch. Give me one switch.
That's because you wanted
we would
to.
Don't you want to raise a little money
well, we
here?
We have jump past.
Well, yes, we're jump past.
Well,
yes,
far
we're
well,
going
no,
past.
We haven't, actually.
Keep going.
Sorry,
keep...
I was wrong.
Oh, sorry, no. Yeah.
We're halfway through.
Okay.
No, Kenny.
We're halfway through.
Kenny, let me choose. The phones would
no,
ring off
no,
the hook.
No, because now
Ken.
We're... No, it's not fair because now there's only 6.5 minutes left and you're going to choose the worst one
yes.
when we're $250 away? No way. I do not agree to that.
Okay, come on, people. Let's get Ken. Let's get the man, the station manager,
hey, man,
under
weekly,
the needle.
Weekly World Blues
Wait, are
is
you,
coming up.
Are you asking people to stop calling your station?
I'm just saying that Weekly...
What the hell? This is like bizarro world.
I'm saying that the best blues show in radio is
yeah.
coming up. In 7 minutes.
No question. It's a great blues show.
Matt
you have
Five
7 minutes. Oh, my God. If the phone rings, Monk.
With Honky Tonk Radio,
Ken
girl.
Is under the knife. Oh, come on, guys.
What Olivia? What
$210.
Yes, we could do that. 800-989-9368.
$110.
800-989-110. Oh, but we're going to do it. I love you. Wait, let me just take a moment to talk to our listeners here.
Tom
just from me.
Thank you
I
so much
love
to
you.
Tom in California.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
You love them. I mean, right now you're getting a Vaginas.
No, but we're $100
cool.
away, Kenny.
We have reached the next.
That's
level.
It.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Right now,
you're
it's
up,
my body, my choice. But we are 6 minutes away from Andy getting a rabbi flasher in a trench coat with the text Shabbat Shalom. How far away are we from that, Olivia?
Around $400.
$400 away from Andy getting a dirty rabbi in a trench coat with the text Shabbat Shalom. Oh my God! I can't wait for Andy's Jewish relatives.
No, that's
to
not
see
good.
That one.
Almost $300
away. $300 away from Shabbat Shalom. And a rabbi showing his circumcised junk. That Andy wanted that. I was like, no way. He can't be showing his
okay,
junk.
That would be
and
embarrassing.
And Andy's like, oh, no, it has to be showing his junk. You wanted that. You were the one.
Because I thought it would be on you. The only advantage of it being on me is I will, can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery. That's
the one
advantage.
You already can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Well, I can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery for like four or five reasons.
Yeah, they don't like your attitude.
Yeah, they don't like my attitude.
So we are less than $300.
I'm sorry.
Less than $300 away. 5 minutes. Come on. We have less than $300 away for the tattoo to go back to Andy.
No.
It's
wait.
A flasher rabbi
right now,
in a trench coat.
But if you pause, if you reconsider.
Shabbat Shalom.
Wait.
800-989-9368.
May I talk?
WFMU.org.
Welcome to the filibuster.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you pause, if you just wait and pledge to the next show, what is it, some kind of blues show?
How far away are we?
Yeah.
$380
then away. The station would...
$380.
Okay,
oh, my God.
We're not going to make it.
Sorry, 280. I'm sorry.
280. We're okay. 280 away. Come on. 280 away from the tattoo going back to Andy.
It's and not going to happen.
It's a really bad one. It's a rabbi who's a flasher wearing a trench coat, opening up the trench coat, revealing his junk because that's what Andy wanted it to be, with the text underneath it, Shabbat Shalom. $280 away from Andy getting that. We have 4 minutes to go. 800-989-9368. 4 minutes to go.
It's a conversation starter.
800-989-9368. Don't let this tattoo land on me.
Yeah. We bumped categories. We just got a $500.
Wait, right, where are we?
All right.
Where are we now?
Andy,
wait, I'm confused.
And yes.
No, hold on.
All right.
Wait, where are we? Where exactly are we?
Flasher Rabbi.
Hold on. Flasher Rabbi on
you
me?
You are getting the tattoo of the Flasher Rabbi.
Wait, Andy. On me?
4 minutes
on my shoulder?
Yeah, we have jumped categories now.
No, I have to go home. I have to do. No, that's not right.
It's happening.
No,
unless
it's not
we
gonna...
get more pledges, and then wait, it goes back to Ken.
Okay, but what is the number, Olivia? Where are we?
We are.
Oh, it's really going to happen.
How many?
$480 away, and then it goes to Ken.
Hey, okay, how many minutes left in the show?
Thank you, Barbie in New York.
We have 5 minutes left of the show.
Ben in Greenwood Lake.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much to John Dogg for the theme song. Olivia, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Olivia,
thanks
what's the number now? Wait, Olivia, what's the count right
thanks
now?
Thanks to David in Brooklyn.
We are $470
Michelle
away.
With one L.
Okay.
Thank you.
Olivia, keep the tally going. What's the count now?
Still 470.
Okay,
still
wait.
On the phone.
Okay, but look over his shoulder. See how much
Tom,
that is.
Tom in Cotati, California. Where is Cotati?
420.
California.
420. What? Okay, keep me. Okay.
Bryant in Toronto. Pledging for International Women's Day. That's right. Today was International Women's Day.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
I had a hoagie. I have a hoagie every International Women's Day.
Julian from Brooklyn.
What's the number, Olivia? Give me an update.
Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Olivia, please.
Tomer.
We are $400 away from Ken.
Wait, hold on, but take every pledge. Wait, there's still more.
And Matt in Brooklyn.
I just need the number.
I'm
Olivia.
Counting. Yeah, $400 away.
Wait, Andy. Is there any more?
No.
No, I'm up to date.
Stay right. tuned. Hockey
I'm pledging $400. I'm in for $400
what?
Right now.
No!
Yes.
No!
I'm in. $400.
No!
Yes.
Can you do this?
Yes, of course. I did it last year.
Come
$400
on.
As a pledge. Here, write it down. Somebody take my pledge. $400.
Should I enter $400?
Yes, you enter it.
Ken?
How
you
up.
Agree to this?
Ken's up for Putin's face right now.
Okay, now
how far away are we from Putin's face?
500. We're right 500 away.
Oh wait, actually no. Right now I have Putin's face.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, right
you have Putin's face.
And
exactly.
Their $500 is above and beyond your soak. You
no,
understand.
My four. Yes, exactly.
Yes,
it's another $400.
How far?
I agree.
All right, so the next one is my face on Andy.
No, that's not good.
Yes.
No, Putin. No.
And how far away are my face? How far away
we
are we?
We are $500
away. $500
away.
$800.
Okay. Nobody
on.
Call. It's Putin's face.
2 minutes
on
to go.
How appropriate is that?
Somebody play.
Two of. It's how ironic. The worst dictator in the world carrying the face of the second worst dictator in the world on his shoulder. How ironic. How perfect. The symmetry of it is beautiful. It's Putin on Ken.
But if we
I'm
got
sure,
500 more, no, it would,
500,
Ken would get...
500 or more, my portrait goes on
no, this
Andy's
is perfect.
Shoulder.
And I'll tell you why it's perfect, because I know for...
I, love more.
I always suspected that Putin has a tattoo of Ken Friedman
come
on his shoulder.
800-989-9368. We need one person to pledge 500.
No, that's not going to happen.
And then my portrait.
No.
We just got a $500 prize.
No, we did not. Yes. Who? No, I challenge.
Yes.
Who did that?
Yes.
No. Who did that? No, Olivia. No, that is a bogus pledge. No, that's a bogus pledge.
No, it's
verify that pledge.
In the phone room.
Who is it?
It's legit.
Who is it? From who?
It's legit.
She can't afford it.
Yes, she can.
Why? Who is she?
She's gainfully employed. That's Honky Tonk Radio.
She can't have a job. She works here. I'm the only one with a job.
She got money, and she's making you get tattoos. 45 seconds.
Did that really happen?
That really happened.
No, I can't get tattooed.
You thought it couldn't.
I can't get tattooed.
You're going to get Ken's face on your shoulder.
This is WFMU East Orange.
No, I can't get tattooed. I don't want to get tattooed.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Ken's face.
In New York City. In Rockland County. Wow, chaos.
I give up.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibesh and our savior, Honky Tonk Radio Girl. Thank you, everybody.
Our savior.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
True, there ain't no free, folks. It's the WFMU fundraising marathon. I'll be back here with my co-host in a minute, but what are you waiting for? Pledge now. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big hand for my band? They're working hard tonight. How about a hand for them, gentlemen? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. The next one, we're tired, let's help the poor, and we need it, so give us... Give us all the support, all right? Help the poor. Won't you help poor me? Have a heart, won't you, baby? Listen to my plea. I need you so much, I need your care. Need all the loving, baby, you can spare. Help the poor. Oh, baby, won't you help for me? Say you will. Say you'll help me on. I can't make it no further in this world alone. Baby, I'm begging with tears in my eyes. You're loving, don't you realize? I need help, oh baby. Help for me. You are my inspiration. a king. But if you don't come to my rescue, I couldn't ever be anything.